Welcome to a late night edition of Birds of a Feather. It's your girl AJ, the Suburban Princess, with some thoughts of the recent development of cornerback Jalen Ramsey deciding to go to the Los Angeles Rams and not coming to the Philadelphia Eagles, as now it's been widely reported that the Eagles did not want to give up as many picks as was asked for Jalen in order for him to have come here. Now, mind you, he is one of the most dominant cornerbacks in the NFL. Howie has so far now done some similar dodging like the Phillies did with not getting a pitcher during the year when the Phillies desperately needed a pitcher. And now here are the Eagles desperately needing cornerbacks and safeties and saying no to giving up possible first round picks and possibly a fourth or fifth to get Jalen Ramsey. Now I'm just basing it on what I've seen so far now widely reported and some of the little tidbits that are now coming out from unnamed player A again in the locker room talking about they think that Howie just basically messed up. And apparently this seems to be easy to track for certain players to just start saying dumb crap. Now mind you, Zach Brown, the linebacker, was just released coincidentally after his press conference or locker room interview, basically not copping to the fact that he talked trash on Kirk Cousins pre-Vikings loss with the Eagles. So what I'm starting to realize, there's a trend developing, unfortunately, in the Eagles camp where some of these players who probably haven't played consistently or played long enough with the core team don't seem to understand the concept of not talking to the press. I for one have known since I was younger that I had a problem with authority and I still struggle with it, but NFL players make a lot more than the average person does, so there are a lot of players that seem to become quite reckless with some of the things that the Eagles organization chooses to do. Some guys aren't very good at falling in line, and some guys just are so used to it they don't even blink when denying any negative connotation that Howie must have messed up another possible trade. Now, earlier this year, the Eagles had a shot to possibly also get Jadeveon Clowney, and I think that they kind of dodged a bullet, but then again, maybe they didn't, because they haven't been able to have a steady pass rush since they let go of Michael Bennett last season before the regular season even started. And I think a lot of fans are starting to rub their head and wonder what Howie's really doing, or if Howie has plans to get multiple players at the last minute when the trade deadline is coming in a couple weeks. Knowing that the trade deadline is coming at the end of this month, I'm still not worried and not as pessimistic, as some of these fans on Twitter and, you know, some of the beat writers are reporting. I guess because I'm so used to the Eagles sometimes missing quote-unquote opportunities, and then you find out later that sometimes it works in their favor and sometimes it doesn't. Majority of time, it does kind of work against them. But usually what ends up happening is the Eagles will get somebody who's kind of subpar but does the job, and it makes everybody happy that maybe they didn't waste the picks. Because let's face it, since the Super Bowl year, even a year before then, Howie has struggled to be able to keep guys due to the salary issues that constantly haunt them, because he's been renting a lot of guys while keeping older players. And this year it has been proven that players like Jason Peters doesn't need to be on the squad anymore, and Darren Sproles, unfortunately, who is one of my favorite veteran players, can't stay healthy either. So it's gotten to the point now where it seems more obvious than ever that next year the picks that the Eagles will have are pretty valuable. So in a way I can understand fans upset that we didn't get Jalen, but then there's another part of me that says if he was easily swayed to go to the Rams, and I'm not too confident about their quarterback, I don't know how truly happy Jalen will be there. Sometimes it just looks really easy to blame the front office for everything, especially because of the way the Phillies season ended when it had so much possibility for them to still be playing. And now that Gabe is officially not a manager anymore, you'll wonder now if the GM maybe has the opportunity to make it up to fans who don't feel probably as optimistic about the current roster, being that some of the key guys that were a part of this team when they were kind of running into the spring and into the summer looking like they were going to be easing their way into the playoffs, and now they're all sitting at home watching the Nationals take over the World Series. It just makes you wonder if front offices really care about how much money they spend or how they look, you know, getting every single quote-unquote name player just because the fans are screaming, get this guy, get this guy. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes. We don't know what every player that has been talking to Howie, outside of the ones that are big names, we don't know what other players that Howie possibly could have discussed and is secretly maybe waiting for their feedback. Maybe it's not just Jalen he was waiting on, you know, in between reaching out. There's probably other players who are kind of rocking back and forth with the idea, but then you have to think, as a fan, as frustrated as some of us have been with the defense and the lack of stable cornerbacks and safeties that aren't, you know, over 29, you kind of wonder if Howie makes a point by not jumping to spend a lot and risk a lot with Jalen. I think that he probably was saying it may not work out with the Rams long enough for Jalen to stay. So Jalen may still be a fixture in a year or two. And Eagles from this point will probably always need a steady cornerback because they can't seem to keep too many players in their primes long enough salary-wise unless they were already here pre-Carson Wentz. So I think at this point even Carson sees that his team constantly changes, and I'm sure it takes a dip in one's confidence to never know who is officially going to be on his blind side, as opposed to Andre Dillard officially starting this Sunday night and Jason Peters taking a 2-week or 3-week break. I personally think Jason Peters has been done, but I'm sure he wanted to see how long he could actually stay on his feet before he decided to conk out. And who knows, he probably could have re-injured the same injury for all we know. I mean, he's a heavier guy looking now. He always was a big guy, but I feel like he got a little bigger. So maybe that's not helping his knee. And I think Andre Dillard is hungry enough to be able to learn the hard way how to play a big division rival in the dome. I mean, if that's not the easiest way to learn, I figure by the second half, Andre will probably know what he's working with. So hopefully he'll be able to stay in the game. I don't have too much worry over him only because he's a rookie and he's still hungry. And he was the guy starting fights in preseason because he was getting used to the competition. And I think now that he's going to be actually against other teams, I think it's a good... I mean, some of these guys just have to learn on their feet because unfortunately a lot of our familiar faces have gotten injured for a while, and it's forced a lot of these new names to kind of be on the field. I mean, Alex Singleton was a very popular preseason guy, and now he's officially back in since Zach Brown was let go. So there's going to be a lot of interchanging parts until the Eagles get it right. And I know as a fan, it worries you to know that your front office seems to always look shaky and hesitant. But in the long run, just like life, everything that glitters isn't always gold. And fans don't want to hear that now because they want to seem like their team could possibly still be, you know, 11-5 or 12-4. I still see that as a possibility because it's been completely unpredictable. And usually seasons like this, they start to get it together in the latter parts of the season. Like last year had, you know, that whole thing in New Orleans not come down to one single catch, the Eagles would still be, you know, being talked about as two-time possible champions. So I really do feel like it just takes a while for this team and for this front office and the coaching staff to finally learn and get on the same page. Why? I don't know why it takes more than one time, but I think it's also because of what I said earlier. I think they keep changing parts. There's a lot of players that are just for rent, and they have to relearn a whole new thing. Just like the Sixers, you know, Embiid and Ben have been through this cycle where they've almost made it and they've constantly had to switch up their roster. But now they've got pretty much a bunch of, you know, reinvigorated vets on top of new blood rookies, and the Sixers look brighter than ever. And the Eagles at one point on paper before the season started to look really good too, but the cornerbacks were never 100%, you know, hands-off issue. So the whole thing with Jalen right now seems very blatantly stupid of Howie, but as a fan, I've learned to take the good with the bad and learn that there's a reason why those names never get chosen, and there's usually because Howie's probably thinking of something on a cheaper scale, but yet does the same type of work, just not with all the fanfare. So in that case, I say Patrick Peterson is definitely out from the Cardinals, because we've been, or fans have been, gunning for him for 2 years, and he never seemed like once he was really trying to leave. But because now he's on the free agent list, a lot of people think there's a chance. But I don't know. I mean, Arizona doesn't seem like it's going to win anything for a while with Kyler Murray being there. But at the same time, you just never know. I mean, I think what excuse me, what we've all begun to learn, especially in this year where you just never know what Roger Goodell and, you know, the cronies of the NFL have working now that they're negotiating about, you know, the future CBA agreement and whatever they're going to choose to do with this, you know, social media, supposedly freedom platform that they're agreeing to do. Who knows what they're going to do, but rosters are probably going to have to look a lot more stable for the next couple years if things become negotiable to the point where players are willing to play an extra game in the regular season, as long as preseason is shortened, because hence a lot of players have injured themselves early, being in preseason games within the second or third weeks, and some even get injured in early practice season. So it really depends on conditioning. Once again, we're dodging a lot of rumors about the medical staff now with the Eagles again, because we're wondering, was Deshaun's injury more serious than it was anticipated, or were they making it worse than it actually was? I personally think Deshaun's going to still play Sunday night. I think a lot of people think he won't. This is the game, if anything, that we need Deshaun the most. So I'm willing to say I'd rather he just show up and show out for this game. And if he can take another week off and then come back for when they play the Patriots, that would be even better. I just think games where Carson will really need to hurl that bomb more than once will definitely come in handy if Deshaun is on the field. Now, mind you, he is older, but I also know that he prided himself in talking about how he trained and how he used a lot of his old track coaches, and he prides himself on, you know, getting his motors together, should I say. I do think that Deshaun knows himself probably better than any of these medical people do, and the fact that he got somebody from his own personal staff this past week, I think it's a sign that he knows where exactly he's at, and he's just not rushing until he understands exactly where he can fit in for this next week of game planning. So I'm hoping that Doug sticks to what he said in his latest presser, that they will beat the Cowboys, and I hope that, like he says before, that they are closer to getting where they need to be. I think there's just been a lot of moving parts, unfortunately, and some people had to take early exits, but hopefully, I'm hoping by November, we'll get Kravon, and we'll get, supposedly Jalen's practicing this week, and Rodney. I just think there's a, Ronald Darby. I think that there's going to be a lot more depth returning. May not obviously still be the best guys, because we know that, you know, the staff that we have is still very questionable. I'd rather see Kravon back. I'd rather see Jalen back. You know, I'd rather see Rodney not feel like he's out on an island, because he seems to strengthen the guys that are there. But if Sidney's body's betraying him and Craig James is here, use Craig James. He was the reason why the Eagles even had a shot to win that Packers game. One little moment, one little tip is determined that whole game. So you just never know when the supposed bad players have a good moment and decide to make that play. So as shaky and not shiny as it looks right now, I as a fan have learned to be patient, because if there's one thing I know about being an Eagles fan is you truly have to bleed green. And that means even when you're angry, even when you're confused, even when you don't know what to think based on what Twitter tells us or reporters tell us, you just have to have the faith that Doug and the crew can get it together and keep it on track. So that's all I had to say. Congrats on Jalen Ramsey. Congrats for Jadeveon Clowney. Congrats to all the great stats that are now out there that possibly threaten everybody who believes that the Eagles won't win the division. I just choose to silently wait and see where the chips fall before I decide that this season is a wrap. 11-5 is still reachable. 10-6 is still reachable. 12-4 is even still reachable. You just have to believe. And just for that, anybody who owns the Nick Foles book should probably start reading it. Or maybe just go back to watching the DVD and just get your hopes up again. I don't know. Just read between the lines. Not everything that glitters is gold, and not everything that's horrible is really that horrible. All right. It's AJ, your girl, Suburban Princess. Just felt like getting stuff off my chest. About to go to bed. Not going to be worrying about this game. I'm excited. Let's start talking trash about Dallas and get our minds off of what could have been. Turn the page. Hump day is over. Moving on. Until I record again, thanks for listening. If you were birds of a feather, AJ the Suburban Princess, have a good night, all. Fly, Eagles, fly.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.